Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, October 21st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Taking It Back. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another captivating episode of Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're turning our attention to the vibrant and musical journey behind Taking It Back, an album that continues to resonate with fans worldwide. Taking It Back is the fifth studio album by the American singer-songwriter Meghan Trainor. Released in 2022, this album marks a significant chapter in Meghan's musical evolution, blending her signature retro influences with fresh, modern vibes. But what exactly makes this album tick? Let's unpack the layers together. First up, let's set the stage for the album's backdrop. Meghan Trainor, known for her chart-topping hit All About That Bass, was already a household name by the time she embarked on the creation of Taking It Back. The album represented a return to her musical roots and inspirations while exploring new stylistic territories. What comes to your mind when you think of an artist going back to their roots? Does it always mean a retreat to the past, or can it be a springboard for new creativity? As we explore, keep this question in mind. How does one strike the balance between drawing from the past and producing something new and exciting? Meghan has always been someone who draws heavily from the influences of the past, particularly the sounds of the 1950s and 60s. But with Taking It Back, she wanted to reintroduce those classic vibes with something of the moment, a mission that aligns perfectly with the album's title. It's about literally taking elements from the past and weaving them into today's pop tapestry with a unique flair. Isn't it interesting to see how nostalgia plays a powerful role in music? I invite you to reflect on how past trends in music and style influence today's culture and how these transitions impact our lives. One of the album's standout tracks, Made You Look, illustrates this blend beautifully. With playful lyrics and a catchy beat, it reminds us of the vintage charm she first became famous for while introducing a completely new energy. In the creation of this track, Meghan channels confidence and empowerment, themes that resonate throughout the entire album. Here's a thought-provoking question for you. How does music influence the way we feel about self-confidence and empowerment? Can a song truly make us feel more assured or liberated? As we dig deeper into the album, you'll notice the collaborative spirit that underlines Meghan's work. She teams up with some big names, including Teddy Geiger, who co-wrote and produced several tracks. These collaborations bring an additional depth and diversity to the album, enriching its sonic palette. It raises an interesting point about the importance of collaboration in our own creative endeavors. How often do you seek input from others in your work or hobbies? And how does it impact the final outcome? Apart from the robust and infectious soundscapes, the lyrics of Taking It Back carry significant weight, often revolving around themes of self-realization and personal growth. Meghan's songwriting has evolved, with more nuanced storytelling that reflects both her personal experiences and universal themes. The process of growing and changing is something we all experience, so this album can be a soundtrack for listeners on their personal journeys. Now think about this. How does the evolution of an artist's work mirror our own growth and changes in life? How can we draw inspiration from their creative transformations? Speaking of transformation, the very act of creating music can be therapeutic. Throughout her career, Meghan has been candid about her struggles with anxiety and her journey towards self-acceptance, themes that are subtly interwoven in her music. It's a reminder of the powerful role that art and creativity can play in mental health and wellness. A pivotal question here might be, in what ways do you find music to be a form of therapy? Can you recall a song that helped you through a difficult time? As we start to wind down today's exploration, It Back stands as a testament to Meghan Trainor's artistic integrity and willingness to embrace change while paying homage to her roots. It teaches us that revisiting the past doesn't mean stagnation, but rather it can be a fertile ground for innovation. Before we go, let's consider this call to action. As you listen to music today, try to identify its different influences, past and present. Reflect on how it makes you feel and why. Who knows? You might uncover a newfound appreciation for the tunes you enjoy, or even discover new music that resonates with you on a deeper level. Thank you for joining me on this melodic journey with Dra Taking It Back. It's always a pleasure to unravel the stories behind the music and discover the profound connections we can make. Lastly, keep exploring, stay open-minded, and let music light the path to more meaningful conversations about technology, ethics, and societal changes. Until next time, this has been another engaging episode of Wikipodia, your go-to source for diving deeper into the vast world of knowledge. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and I'll see you in our next episode.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Taking It Back. Thanks for listening. See you next time.